Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Chicago, bringing us back 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me, having a great visit with our good friend Connie Sertusi. She's Vice President and General Manager of the Accounting Solutions Division of Sage North America. Connie, give us the website. Tell us how we can find Sage. Of course, your peach tea products are outstanding. Over the years, we've used those ourselves. And also tell them how they can find your Sage Business Index that we're talking about.
Yeah, so the Sage website is www.sagenorthamerica.com, and the address to get the Small Business Index website or report is www.businessindex.sage.com.
Can we put that? Is it okay if we put that up on our website too? We'll do that today if that's okay.
Absolutely.
I will put a link up and do a little write up. We'll put that up on our homepage today because I love. Connie, my audience knows I love having them hear about and read about what their peers are saying out there. And, of course, some of them may have been part of the survey. But I think it's important for small business owners to see what other people are saying. What are they doing? What are they afraid of? What keeps them up at night? What are they excited about? It's verification. It's validation for them. And they're like all the rest of us. You know, small business owners are like the rest of us. We like feeling like we're not the only people out there who are dealing with these things. And so, folks, I encourage you to check out those links that Connie just gave us. We're going to make them available to you on our website so you can follow up on that. Connie, one of the things that I noticed in your survey is that over half of American small business owners are planning on increasing their adoption of the Internet and online services and resources. Especially in the areas like marketing and that sort of thing. Talk to us about that, please.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so we found that, you know, when we asked, there were really two areas that surfaced around technology. One was, as you said, the Internet and online software, and the other was around mobility and the use of mobility applications
right.
to really drive more efficiencies. First of all, around the Internet and online software, the areas that really came to the top is where they saw the benefit of using this platform was around sales and marketing and CRM. So if you think about it, it makes sense. I mean, the Internet, whether it's through pay-per-click advertising, whether it's through having a good presence on your store, on your website, you know, it really does help drive new customer acquisition. And it appeared 55% said they plan to spend more time building a stronger web presence for sales, 66% in marketing their business, and then 46% around CRM or the customer relationship
right.
management component.
That's very exciting. That's very exciting. Small business owners are finding these efficiencies, these tools, because when you can operate in that world, Connie, I really think you qualify as a sophisticated manager, don't you?
Yeah, agree. And you can, and if you're good and professional at it, you know, you can look larger than you are in many cases.
No question.
You know, you can quite frankly compete against people who may be 2 to 3 times the size of yours based on the professionalism of your presence.
The incrementalization of resources and the miniaturization of the cost of those resources has been the great lever for small business in the last 20 years, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. And the other one, and around mobile technology that I mentioned, it was really the same. It was around CRM, sales, and marketing. But I think this is more around driving efficiency.
Right.
So I'm offsite. I'm at a client site. I want to enter an order. I want to put in a quote, something like that. I can do it immediately. And it's more around, you know, particularly with the adoption of the iPad and
mm-hmm.
smartphones, it's just a natural that small businesses are going to begin to look to that to drive efficiencies in their business.
Well, Connie, I've been driving this home. I've been preaching this from my pulpit for now for 2 years. Mobile, 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 mobile. It's your future, folks. And it's very interesting to me and very gratifying to me to see not only that your respondents are doing this and you know, making me look like I knew what I was talking about, but more importantly, that they're actually adopting this capability, because that's where the future of efficiencies is and where the future of competitive advantage is, isn't it?
Right, absolutely. In fact, 39% of the U.S. small businesses that we surveyed said that they plan to use mobile technology in 2011 to drive these efficiencies. It was was one of the highest countries. I believe France was 48%. They beat us out on that, but the U.S. was number two.
Connie, I need your websites one more time, please. Your website and also the report website.
It's www.sagenorthamerica.com is the Sage website.
Right.
And then the survey can be found at www.businessindex.sage.com.
And we'll be telling you about that too, folks. Hey, Connie, thank you for being here. Thanks for this good report. Let's do it again real soon.
All right. Thanks, Jim.
Connie Certusi, ladies and gentlemen, with Sage. She'll be back. I will be too, but not today. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.